The Danes woke and knew that the brave stranger was fighting to save their land. Louder and louder grew the noise, and fiercer grew the struggle. But at last, the giant knew that Beowulf was too strong for him. He was so terribly wounded that he could fight no longer. With a great cry, the giant turned and rushed from the hall. On and on he ran through the forests until he came to the shore of a dark lake. Into this lake, Grendel plunged and was never seen again. When morning came, the glad news was told everywhere. "Grendel is dead! Grendel is dead! The noble Beowulf has saved our land!" The Danes cried joyously to one another. The king and queen, dressed in their most beautiful robes, came forth to meet Beowulf. Stretching out his hands to the brave prince, the king said, "O Beowulf, from this time I will love you as a son, and now ask whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." "Not for reward did I come to your land," said Beowulf, "but to save you from this terrible giant."